A leading research center focused on growing crops without hurting the environment is hanging on by a thread. Iowa has pulled state funding away from the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports on what that means for a nationwide movement.
The Leopold Center's mission is to improve the environmental impact of agriculture in ways that still allow farmers to earn a living. For three decades, it has been housed at Iowa State University, and until recently, its funding came from the Iowa legislature.
I remember reviewing the Iowa law to get ideas on how to formulate the federal program.
Ferd Hefner helped create the Federal Sustainable Ag Program. Now he's a senior advisor at the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. He says the Leopold Center's leadership provided a model as several dozen additional states created similar groups. Its research has identified successful conservation practices, and it's been a pioneer in studying how local food systems can be successful.
That's a subject where Leopold did some of the early work that has now led to, you know, what's essentially an entire movement across the country.
The ubiquity of farmers markets, the creation of regional food hubs, the idea that you should know your farmer or buy fresh local produce all owe a little debt to the Leopold Center. Hefner finds it perplexing that the state legislature would forfeit that leadership role by no longer funding sustainable ag research.
It boggles the mind, really.
And yet, the Republican-controlled Iowa legislature passed two measures, one to defund the center and one to eliminate it altogether. Democratic State Senator Rita Hart farms with her husband in eastern Iowa and serves on the Agriculture Committee.
The justification was that the mission of the Leopold Center was complete. And as the pushback came on that explanation, it became clear that that just isn't the case.
Hart says, to the contrary, everyone involved with agriculture recognizes several ongoing vexing problems: preventing erosion, keeping nutrients in the soil, and improving water quality. These are all problems the Leopold Center's been working on, and solving them, she says, will benefit us all. Taking aim at the center seemed to further drive a wedge between rural and urban residents, and she says that's the wrong way to approach the problems.
Instead, we should be sitting down and solving these problems together in a logical, scientific kind of way, and that's why the efforts of the Leopold Center have been particularly helpful.
Ultimately, Republican Governor Terry Branstad, who signed the original law creating the Leopold Center, wielded his line-item veto power to spare it. But the center will lose its state funding. Leopold Center Director Mark Rasmussen witnessed an outpouring of support for the research as the center's future waited on the governor's word.
I just would express some gratitude that he did agree to keep the center alive for another day.
The Leopold Center takes its name from the Iowa conservationist and writer Aldo Leopold. Each year, Ames residents inspired by Leopold's work gather to read it aloud.
It is on some but not all of these misty autumn daybreaks that one may hear a chorus of the quail. The silence is suddenly broken.
In a small crowd of mostly retirees, 8-year-old Amelia Todd is the final reader, with a passage from Leopold's A Sand County Almanac. The center's first director, Dennis Keeney, was there. He says Leopold's writings from the 1940s about the conflict between development and conservation, feeding the masses and respecting nature, continue to resonate today.
We'll spend more money, and by spending money we'll make things better. Well, that hasn't ever worked, and Leopold says that.
Keeney says money's important, but it also matters who gets it. The funding that once fueled broad, diverse research at the Leopold Center will now flow to the Iowa Nutrient Research Center, which focuses exclusively on mitigating chemical runoff into waterways. The Leopold Center survives for now with a small pot of money from outside grants and endowment revenue, but it must go in search of other, more sustainable funding for the future. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.